All right. It's O Canada RC. It's Jeff. It's January 2024, new year, and some new perspectives and new approach to the podcast, I would say. I'm looking at my crew behind the glass, and they're nodding, and yeah, they're supposed to be nodding. That's where you're supposed to agree with the talent. Non-stop agreement. That's all we want in this podcast. Guys, we are stoked to be back with you, and we're going to talk about a couple different things today. We're going to get into what's hot and what's not in my mind in RC. So I'm going to talk a bit about what is really hot, what is really popping for me in RC, why I think that, and also what I don't like right now in RC. I'm going to be honest, in the past, I've really focused on all the goodness, and there is a ton of goodness in RC, but sometimes stuff comes along and I'm just scratching my head going, no idea why that's a thing. We're also going to talk about rally trucks, why there isn't more of a class for RC rally trucks in this hobby. I got some pretty good rationale for why I think it would be a solid class and why it seems to be flourishing in Europe and places like that, but why it's not here, I can't understand at all. And of course, we'll look across the world of RC, see what's new, what's new with releases, what seems to be hot in terms of trends. And I'll finish off with a little bit about what's on the bench here in the O Canada RC garage. Hang in there. Thanks for joining us again. We'll be right back. What's good, guys? It's Jeff. We're back. And as I said off the top, new year, new perspective, new focus on the podcast. I think my intro might have come off as a little negative. You know, I was saying I always focus on the good things in RC because I love it. I love the hobby. And I think more often than not, it's about good things, right? Happy, positive things, cool things in the hobby. But sometimes you got to take a step back and kind of look at releases, I think, and what companies are doing and what the hobby's doing and kind of go, is that right for the hobby? Or does that make a lot of sense outside maybe just being a cash grab? Right? Honestly, like, if we're being real on the podcast, and I like to be real on this podcast, I think sometimes companies just look out there and go, and don't get me wrong, I'm not naive. I know everybody's trying to make money. But sometimes companies go a little too far and go, man, that would be cool. Let's play on those guys' emotions or their boyhood dreams about, you know, X, Y, or Z and put out a product and just let them buy it and charge way too much for it and then just watch it fitter away. But, you know, we made a bump on our bottom line this year because we released it. And that bothers me, right? It really bothers me. An example of how that doesn't happen first. Losi. I love their 18 scale, the mini LMTs that they have, the 4x4 Brush Monster trucks. I absolutely love them. And not because they're so damn cute, I just want to, like, you know, squeeze them. That sounds weird, but no, and it's not just because they're so cute. I think with that as an example of you had the 10 scale LMT, I don't know if it's 10 scale, I think it was. And that was rad, and that was real, real expensive, right? A lot of guys couldn't get into that, and it was Monster Truck, I know, in the States, anyways, is a really popular class, right? See lots of guys running in Monster Truck competitions, freestyle, you know, races, and it's pretty cool. The LMT in 1/18 scale is $269 American, which is like $6,000 Canadian. No, it's like probably like 380 Canadian, which isn't bad. Like, and this thing is dope, man. It's so detailed and it's just like the 10 scale and it was modeled after that. And it just, and as the 10 scale was modeled after the 1 scale, comes in the purple and the blue and the purple and the green. And I know it's been out for a while. I know it's like, hey, Lemoyne, you're late to the party on this. No, I'm using this as an example because I love when a company like Losi comes out with a category like that. These things are popular and they're popping, and most of us have a couple seasons that we deal with. You know, for most of us, we have a winter and a summer. For the lucky of us, like myself, we get a winter, a spring, a summer, and a fall. And in those certain seasons where you don't have access to race outside, if that's what you do,
or you can't get to an indoor track in the winter time. Something like this is dope, and we know this because the 24 scale, you know, the Axial Mini crawlers are incredible. They're fun inside. There's so much you can do with them. You can spend $1 billion on upgrades and hop-ups. This is something similar where you could set up an indoor monster truck track with ramps and obstacles and all sorts of fun stuff. And this makes a lot of sense for the hobby, right? It also introduces youth, younger, you know, kids, teenagers to the hobby and in an affordable way. So what's interesting now, though, is when you look across the board, you're still on the LowC website. And, you know, you take a look around and they've got a lot of cool things. But then something whacks me in the face. And I'm just going to get to it. It's this LowC Pro Moto MX. This is my frustration, okay? If you had a hankering or you had a involvement in motocross, I get why this is the coolest thing since sliced bread to come out, and you see it and you run it, and it really, it's from everything I've seen, it's functional and it's super detailed. But I really think it's a flash in the pan, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. You might get a couple classes where you actually race these things. I don't know. But for the most part, this is an emotional purchase for guys, right? It's got a front crash structure, the rear fender, twin aluminum plate chassis. It is as much scale as it looks like it is function. It looks fun-ish. I mean, it's not my thing. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'd love to drive one, because it doesn't really do much for me. It's a little too much on the scale side. I mean, I like crawlers and I like scale stuff, but I could see myself getting real bored with this after a while. It's got stabilizing bars on the front, I think, on the back. It's hard to tell. And again, I know this is not a new offering. This is something that's been out for almost a year now. And if you are a motocross rider, you love this thing to bits. But I get upset with a company like LowC who puts this out because they know, I think, that guys are going to buy this because of emotional childhood dreams. And you might go, yeah, but isn't that what guys buy any RC cars? I mean, that's a different argument for a different time. And I disagree with that if that's how you see RC. Because I just feel like this is not going to go anywhere. And I could be totally wrong. But I feel my prediction is by the end of this year, this LowC, this Pro Moto MX is going to be forgotten. It's just going to be one of those things that guys bought. Now it's on the shelf and it's a model and it looks like a shelf queen and it's nice like that. But I am starting off on a bit of a controversial note in this podcast. I don't like it. And I think when companies go out and do stuff like this, it kind of hurts the hobby. For me. Now, I guess I'm a bit of a purist and I like the fact that, you know, vehicles that come out meet a demand. This is one that just feels like it's trying to make a false demand. I didn't hear a lot of asks for this. And you know, again, I'm not a motocross guy, but, and maybe that's all this is. It's just my opinion. But I do really like it. Like, and I'm not bashing on LowC because of the 118 scale monster truck. I love the LMT, the 118 scale. I think that makes sense. There is a shelf life to that vehicle. There's a path forward from that vehicle to more RC. And I really like that. So that's what I'm not hot on, is when companies do stuff like this. And I wanted to comment on it for a while, but I haven't had the time. So there's my hot take on what I don't like. You may want to close the podcast now. I don't know. It's not personal. It's just my opinion. But if you decide you want to stick around and join us for the rest of this podcast, I'm going to be right back after I grab a glass of liquid goodness. I don't know what I'm going to drink, but suggest you do the same. Meet me back on the other side. All right, we're back and we're going to get into what I'm thinking is hot in RC. Like I said off the top, it's been a while. I've been in and out of things, but I'm going to try to keep the podcast going at least monthly with a new episode. Let's not overextend ourselves. And if we get more than one a month in here, then wonderful. So if you listen to the last episode, sorry, the last segment, you heard my rant, a little bit of a rant on low C's, that Pro Moto motocross bike. But there's always a silver lining to this industry. And this one might surprise you because I'm not the fanboy for this next brand. And when I saw this offering come out, though, I was pretty excited. I thought to myself, man, now there's a company now that's in tune with what's happening in RC. That's in tune with the last few years, I think, in motor sports in general. And, of course, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about Traxxas. I'm talking about Traxxas. I'm talking about their Traxxas Ford Fiesta ST Rally VXL. Lots of balls on this car. Most times I'd see a Traxxas offering come out and I'd go, great, another car that's exactly the same as the last one that has more fill in the blank, right? More aluminum. It has more power. Oh, look, it has a different body color. Great. But when I look at the Rally, the Traxxas Ford Fiesta with the VXL power, I go, now here is a class of car that needs this. This is what it needs. And Traxxas, I applaud you for watching, like I said, motorsport in general. If you look at the trends, Rallycross is massive in Europe. It's getting, I would argue, getting bigger in parts of the United States and in Canada. And I'm talking one-to-one Rallycross. The passing of Ken Block last year from Hoonigan, obviously inspired through his amazing rally success in his career before his passing. And we miss that guy a lot. I'm sure everybody does. But, you know, whether or not that was the reason for this latest offering, we don't know. But we're going to assume it is. It has something to do with it anyways. Rally cars, and I know because we've had a club up here where we ran, you know, the rally races where you actually run after the car through the course, which I like. It's not for everybody, but I loved it. But the VXL, this Traxxas Ford Fiesta car, has always been an interesting one to me and one that I've always wanted to get my hands on. Because you can run it anywhere, like true rally. You can run it on any terrain. You could, I would argue, you could have a really raw dirt track and run these things in a class, and it would be incredible door rubbing, flipping, high-flying action. And that's what excites me about this one. And when you're talking about rally cars right now, the only types that you have that really kind of match up outside and they don't have a lot of power are, you know, the TTO ones, the TTO 2s from Tamiya, as well as, you know, the XV01, XV02, which was their purpose-built rally car with the belt drive. Really nice vehicle. Owned one of those. But the power is low on those, and there's a lot less grip it and rip it element to it. It's a much more, it's a scale race type thing, and I love me some TTO1s and O2s. You know that if you listen to this podcast. But these VXL-powered Ford Fiestas now, I've seen them in person. I know they've been around for a long time. They're like almost like an eight scale. And when these things rip around a track, man, it's insta-fun. It's what the hobby needs. I am always arguing for race classes that are less serious and a little more fun. And I'll stand by that, having raced indoor carpet, off-road carpet, having raced short course trucks. You know, short course is still one of my favorite classes. And I think it's the same kind of appeal that you find with the rally cars. They're fun. They're loose and loamy. Anybody can get into racing them. And, you know, Traxxas is arguably one of the most available brands in the world. And what I mean by that is, like, you break something, you can get it pretty much at any local hobby shop. So, big shout out to Traxxas for that announcement, which came out, I guess, about a week ago, maybe less. Actually, the press release, it says January 29th, which was yesterday. But I saw these about a week ago leaked, so I know they've been out. So that's super cool. I'm super excited for more things to come out like that. Like the Traxxas Ford Fiesta ST Rally VXL 60-plus mile-per-hour rally-bred car. That's the full name. But I love it, and it's a temptation point for me in 2024 to be sure. So keep your eyes open. Tell me what you like, what you don't like in RC right now. What do you want to see more of in this year, 2024? What do you want to see less of, right? I want to see more rock racers. That's what I want to see more of. I want to see more affordable, fun, upgradable vehicles that come into the market. That's what I want to see more of. You know, there's lots of stuff out there that people want to see. I think the crawling segment is a really interesting segment right now, and we're going to get into that in a future episode of O Canada RC here. But not to give too much away, you know, we're working on the slapper, so we're going to have our own sort of crawler slash rock racer ready by the spring. That's me being my own project manager, keeping myself on track. But yeah, excited for this year. And we're gonna get back here after the break. We'll take another quick little break. We'll keep this podcast a little shorter. We'll only go 3 short segments for probably just under half an hour, but that's okay. It's a good way to ease into it. And when we get back, we're gonna talk about a conversation we had with Pablo Guerrero, RC Amigos, last week, who's made a big announcement. I don't know if he's announced it yet, but I'll ask him before I put this out, which we will talk about, which is racing has flourished in the Guerrero household, not just, as you may have heard, in 2023 near the end with him and his son, but now his daughter is into it and they are flying. And challenges, excitement, all the things that come with having a true racing household, I believe Pablo is dealing with. So I'm going to summarize that conversation, and you should listen to the full version of it on Pablo's podcast, RC Amigo. Yeah, we'll be right back with that. We'll wrap this baby up, and we'll leave you alone. All right, and we're back. It is the last segment here on O Canada RC. First episode of 2024, and I almost forgot to provide commentary on why I think rally truck segment needs a lot more love. Look, in Europe, the rally truck segment is off the hook, and I get it. It is, you know, hot probably in Europe because it has roots in rally. It has roots in the Middle East, I think, and Africa, and all those great places where there's a lot of sand. when I see this class across social media, and I see the things guys are doing with rigs, and the speed is not terribly out of control, but it's definitely entertaining to watch these massive rigs that have been just scaled to the max rip through all kinds of terrain, dirt, sand, dunes. Man, it's something, and I love that it's so big over there. Like, I'm just scrolling through my feed right now, and a lot of these rigs have a lot of pop. I'd say most of them look brushless in their setups. And I ask myself why it's not more popular here in Canada and in parts of the U.S. Because this is the big question. These trucks race on sand, dirt, grass, gravel, things that are just lying around in our environment and easy to make a track, easy to have gates or a very loose directions on where these rigs should go, and have sort of timed trials against one another, just like real rally, different rally stages. I'd love to hear what you guys think. I love these rigs. I think there's an opportunity with a number of different platforms to create them. I think you could make them off of a number of Tamiya platforms, quite frankly. I'd love to learn a little bit more about them, and I'm going to endeavor to reach out to some
Instagram rally truck people and maybe have them on the show, and let's find out a bit more, and let's make rally truck like one of those things that starts to take off here in North America, because across the pond, they're a big deal. Just wanted to offer those thoughts on rally truck here to end this podcast off, and looking forward to bringing you some guests as we move forward into this great year, 2024. More what's hot, more what's not, and tons of fun and updates from the bench. Next podcast, we'll definitely have some updates from the bench on the slapper, how she's going, challenges that I've run into, and probably the most exciting things that I've had on this build. And where we're going next, back in this hobby, as spring comes just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about what outdoor RC is going to look like for 2024. Thanks for joining us on O Canada RC, the podcast, and we will talk to you soon.